Welcome to our podcast, Become Her Sis, from Avid Artistry with Amanda and Shelby.
Where we help women become confident to believe in themselves. We teach self-love tools, mindfulness, and how to achieve your dreams and goals. Ooh,
yeah.
And you know us from Avid Artistry. We're back this week with talking about
consecutively showing the fuck up for yourself.
Oh, I like that. You added some spice. I wasn't ready. Say it again.
Consecutively showing the fuck up for yourself.
I love that. Okay, well, tell me what it is, girl.
It's about making our own spiritual, mental, physical, and emotional needs our number one priority.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and clock out now, and Shelby will just take over.
Wow. I like that.
Okay, let's see. So mine says, even on the days I feel tired, uninspired, or unsure, I've made a promise to myself that I show up. That might mean a full, fiery work day, or it might even mean a single small step forward. I build trust, self-trust by proving to myself over and over that I keep my word. That trust has become the foundation of everything I do because I can count on me. I can weather anything. So, like,
yeah.
Yang yang. What? Yang
yang. Yang
yang is the same thing.
Yes.
Like, that's literally, like, the same thing. Yeah. I love that. Get it, girl. Okay, so how do you practice it in your everyday?
You can do that journaling, exercise, your passion, hobbies, following through what you just said. Yeah. Positive self-talk and self-care.
Yeah, that's exactly what I do. Like, on days that I wake up and I'm like, again, you know what I mean? Like, not to be a Debbie Downer, but I'm just like, I did this yesterday.
When I feel like that, I'm like, let me get up and go get a coffee.
Yeah, but for me, I'm like, no, you told yourself in 10 years you wanted da-da-da.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's going to be, like, accomplished by going, like, no.
No.
Get up. You made a promise to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, go hold yourself accountable.
Yep.
Get shit done. Yes. Okay, so what are some, do you have a tip? Or
I just kind of have, like, a note. Embracing your well-being, respecting your needs, and actively working towards your own goals and happiness. Like, still consecutively showing up for yourself.
Yeah, I love that. Okay, what are your quotes?
I have two. You can't be anything for anyone else without first being enough for yourself. Author is Oona.
Yes. Like, and that plays into love. Like, you can't love anyone else if you don't fully love yourself first.
Right.
If you put conditions on yourself, that's not unconditional love.
And you have to make yourself happy. You can't depend on other people for your happiness.
Yeah. I like you. Yes. What's your next one?
Motivation is what gets you started. Habit is what keeps you going. Jim Rohn.
Again, with time management that we've discussed.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I love that. Okay, so mine says consistency is self-love in action. So, showing up for yourself every day, even when you don't want to, like, you're loving on yourself, whether you know
deserve
it or not.
Yeah. And you're so deserving of it.
Uh-huh. Tiny steps taken daily move mountains over time. So, like, I have goals, and, like, you know, the Avid Studio didn't just, like...
Right.
There it is.
You're getting bigger and bigger as it goes on. And
yeah.
Every goal along
yeah.
the way.
And then at the end of the, you know, after doing some small things after so much, now we're in this beautiful, big, huge amazing fucking studio, like, you know,
recording
what I mean?
A podcast.
Yeah, that part too. So you don't have to feel ready to show up, you just have to show up. If that's not the story for today, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I wasn't ready for today because I really need to shave my legs. That was one thing that I was self-conscious about. And I don't even know why, because you can't even see them. Look, like. But I felt like I wasn't ready because, you know, for me, one of the things being presentable is, like, eyebrows, lashes, like,
mm-hmm.
all the things.
All things.
Yeah. And, like, yeah. Shaving my legs was one of the reasons why I was like, I don't want to do today, I'm gonna shave.
But you went one small little thing, pulled back your day, and then, like, if you look at it now, like, look how much shit you really got done today.
Right, and my rainforest wasn't seen at all.
At all. I didn't know.
So, yeah, you don't have to feel ready to show up, you just have to show up. Hairy legs and all. And we did the call. There we go. It's more fitting. Okay, so let's go into homework. What do you think?
For mine, I have prioritized self-care for 1 week. Say yes to activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. That could be short walk, bike ride, read a chapter book.
I'm giggling because my first one says, choose one small habit you can commit to 7 days. Maybe we do need to talk about it because we're like on the same. I love that
same wave.
Yeah, but yeah. So yours says say yes to activities that nourish your mind, body, soul.
Yep.
Short walk, bike ride, or read a chapter in a book. So that plays together. Mine also says to track it somewhere where you see it often. Planner, sticky notes, phone reminders. Again, with time management, like set an alarm for, say, 7 p.m. for you to sit down and read a chapter of a book. Just, and then by the end of it, Small Mountains, you'll have the whole book read.
Yeah.
Like, all the things. And then at the end of the week, write down how it felt to keep that promise to yourself. Like, now that you've read that, maybe it's a self-help book, and you read a chapter a day at 6 p.m., and by the end of the week, you've read, what, 7 chapters, and it's a self-help book, so by committing to reading it one chapter a day, you know, and that time frame, you'll have 7 chapters read into a self-help book, and then, like,
mentally, you'll be feeling so much better about yourself
and the
situation.
Stuff that you're getting from the book, you know what I mean?
Everything you're taking.
It's just gonna be like, like, right.
And which those are my favorite books too, are the self-help ones.
Yeah,
because like I read them and it just helps me attain more knowledge and
confidence,
progress, and just be more happy with myself and what I'm doing.
Yeah, like, okay, I'm gonna share a personal story. So, I may have got hired to help somebody build a website,
mm-hmm.
and she talked about this book called, I don't want to say too much because I don't want to give out. Okay, but it's called Story Brand, and it basically is helping you with marketing and things. And so I did some research, and I've been doing that since the very beginning. And this book came out October 2017, and I started Avid by following that without
mm-hmm.
even knowing the name of it in June 2017.
That's crazy.
So, like, when I read the book, I was like, what?
It clicked.
Yeah, like, been doing, like, and this is like a multi-million-dollar selling book. Entrepreneurs use it all the time, like, and I was just doing it, like, naturally.
Mm-hmm. Unknowingly.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, self-help books do so much because I'm like, there's that confidence I needed. Thank you
right.
for calling it out, doctor, whoever wrote the book. That's me in a, yeah.
That
makes me feel juicy. Yeah. So, girls, you have some homework to do on, you know, just, what did you say at the beginning? Say it again.
Which one?
What was
consecutively showing the fuck up for yourself.
That's what you gotta do this week. Do your homework. We're watching you. And, yeah, let us know in the comments all the things that you've done this week and what books you're reading, because we could never not have enough books to have on
to do. Right?
Mm-hmm. Let us know. Again, thank you guys so much for listening, and we will catch you next week. Thank you.
Bye. I love you.
Bye.